Anthropic MCP Legal Connectors are Claude integrations that connect legal software systems to Claude through the Model Context Protocol. On May 12, 2026, Anthropic released more than 20 legal connectors and 12 legal practice area plugins, giving Claude access to contract, e-discovery, document management, research, and workflow systems without making those systems disappear one. The useful lesson is not AI replaces lawyers. It is that Anthropic picked the protocol layer. By connecting Ironclad, DocuSign, Relativity, Everlaw, Thomson Reuters CoCounsel, iManage, NetDocuments, Harvey, Legora, and other incumbents, Claude can become the work surface above legal data without owning the data itself 1-2-4. That is the vertical AI playbook engineers should study. Key facts 1. Anthropic's May 12, 2026 release added more than 20 MCP connectors for legal software and 12 practice area plugins for Claude 1.3. 2. The connector set spans contracts, e-discovery, litigation support, document management, virtual data rooms, legal research, and AI legal assistance 1.4. 3 legal professionals became the most engaged Claude Cowork users of any knowledge work function after Anthropic's earlier legal plugin work 3. 4. Everlaw's MCP integration lets Claude securely access Everlaw data for natural language search, retrieval, and reporting tasks 5. 5. Ironclad's connector listing says results are automatically scoped to each user's permissions, which is the security model vertical AI teams should copy 9. 6. Anthropic's legal GitHub material describes workflows such as contract review, NDA triage, compliance workflows, legal briefings, and templated responses as configurable to an organization's playbook and risk tolerances 7. 7. The release includes competitors and incumbents as partners, including Thomson Reuters CoCounsel, Harvey, Relativity, Everlaw, LexisNexis, and Legora 248. Treat MCP connectors as distribution, not middleware. The connector layer matters because it changes who has to move. A normal vertical AI product asks the customer to move data into a new workspace, accept a new permission model, and trust a new system of record. Anthropic's legal release asks the opposite. Keep the legal systems, then let Claude call into them through MCP 1.6. That is why the partner list is strategically dense. Lawnext reported connectors across contracts and documents, e-discovery, litigation, document management, virtual data rooms, research, and legal AI products 1. Legal practice intelligence listed examples including Box, DataCite, DocuSign, Everlaw, Harvey, iManage, Ironclad, LexisNexis, NetDocuments, Relativity, Thomson Reuters CoCounsel, and others 4. A product team could describe that as integrations. A platform team should describe it as distribution. Distribution is the reason competitors joined. TechCrunch framed the release as Anthropic entering a legal AI services market that already includes Harvey, Legora, and other specialized companies too. Artificial Lawyer went further, noting that companies such as Thomson Reuters, LexisNexis, Harvey, Legora, Relativity, and Everlaw are participating in one form or another 8. If Claude is becoming a default reasoning surface for legal work, then not integrating becomes its own platform risk. The non-obvious point for engineers, MCP is valuable here because it lets the incumbent stay the system of record. A contract lives in Ironclad or DocuSign. A litigation corpus lives in Everlaw or Relativity. A knowledge asset lives in iManage or NetDocuments. Claude can query and reason across them, but the customer does not have to approve a wholesale data migration before seeing value. This is also why the replacement framing is too strong. Anthropic does not own the legal stack. It is trying to own the interaction layer above the stack. That is a more plausible, source-supported claim and a more useful strategy for builders. Copy the permission model before copying the workflow. The first implementation rule for regulated verticals is boring. Inherit permissions. The Ironclad connector page says Claude can search contract repositories and workflows using plain language, with results automatically scoped to each user's permissions 9. Everlaw says its MCP integration lets legal teams securely access Everlaw data and complete search, retrieval, and reporting tasks in natural language 5. That is the architectural shape to copy. The AI application should not become a parallel access control system. It should authenticate the user, call the source system, and receive only what that user is already allowed to see. Anthropic's own deployment guide presents the release as three building blocks: MCP connectors that bring Matter data into Claude, practice area plugins that bundle common workflows, and an open source ecosystem for Extension 6. For legal, this is not a nice to have. Legal workflows involve privilege, confidentiality, matter level access, retention rules, and auditability. A connector that ignores permissions is not a product risk. It is a deployment blocker. The same lesson transfers to healthcare, banking, insurance, government, and education. The fastest way to lose enterprise trust is to make the AI layer more powerful than the user's underlying entitlements. The product implication is practical. If you are building an MCP connector for a vertical system, design the tool interface around user-scoped operations. Search contracts should return only contracts visible to the authenticated user. Get Matter summary should fail closed when the user's Matter access is missing. Draft redline note can generate text, but any write back should happen through the source system's normal permission and approval flow. That may sound less ambitious than a full autonomous legal agent. It is actually how you get deployed. MCP adoption in regulated environments will be gated less by model quality than by whether the connector preserves the customer's existing governance model. Use practice area plugins to capture institutional knowledge connectors, give Claude access to data. Practice area plugins tell Claude what kind of work is being done. Anthropic's release included 12 legal plugins across practice areas, such as commercial, corporate, employment, privacy, product, regulatory and AI governance, intellectual property, and litigation, with additional community-oriented tracks for legal students, legal clinics, and builders 1-2. The GitHub legal plugin README is the key source for how these plugins should be understood. It describes an AI-powered productivity plugin for in-house legal teams, built for Claude Cowork and Claude Code, that automates contract review, NDA triage, compliance workflows, legal briefings, and templated responses, while remaining configurable to the organization's playbook and risk tolerances 7. That last clause is the product. A generic contract review prompt is weak because it assumes every legal team has the same risk posture. They do not. A procurement-heavy enterprise, a SaaS startup, a pharmaceutical company, and a nonprofit clinic will ask different questions of the same agreement. The setup and customization layer is what turns Claude from a clever reader into a team-specific workflow surface. This is where many vertical AI builders underinvest. They build connectors, then stop. The user gets a searchable corpus, but not a workflow. Anthropic's release shows a better sequence. 1. Connect to the systems where the work already lives. 2. Bundle workflows by practice area. 3. Let the team customize risk tolerance and playbook details. 4. Make the extension path visible through examples and open source material. The open source element matters because it lowers the cost of local adaptation. The Anthropic's Knowledge Work plugin's legal README is not merely marketing collateral. It gives builders and enterprise teams a reference shape for commands and practice-specific automations 7. In education terms, it is also the bridge from Claude can connect to legal tools to your team can adapt a legal workflow safely. For MCP engineers, the lesson is to separate data access from domain judgment. Put data access in connectors. Put reusable workflow behavior in plugins. Put organization-specific rules in setup, configuration, or repository-owned customization. That separation keeps the system debuggable. Make incumbents safer inside the ecosystem than outside it. The strongest signal in the release is not the number of connectors. It is who agreed to integrate. Thomson Reuters CoCounsel is not a neutral data source. It is itself an AI legal product. Harvey and Legora are also in the legal AI race. Yet TechCrunch and Artificial Lawyer both describe a market where specialized AI legal companies and established providers are now part of the Claude legal ecosystem 2.8. Spellbook sharpens the competitive context because it is a contracts-first, word-native legal AI point solution. Its homepage positions the product around drafting, reviewing, and redlining contracts directly inside Microsoft Word 10. That is not the same layer as Anthropic's MCP strategy. Spellbook optimizes a specific contract workflow surface. Anthropic is trying to make Claude the protocol layer that can call across many legal systems, including products that may compete with one another. Legal Practice Intelligence quoted Thomson Reuters, CTO Joel Atron, saying the company is building integrations, so the power of CoCounsel Legal is available to users in that environment for. That is the rational incumbent response when a protocol layer becomes user-facing distribution. Joining does not mean giving up the moat. It means making the incumbent's data, workflows, and specialized product available where the user is already doing AI-assisted work. This changes the build versus partner calculus. A vertical AI startup usually faces a hard choice: compete with every incumbent system or integrate with them one at a time. MCP creates a third posture. If enough users expect AI tools to speak MCP, then incumbents have an incentive to publish connectors. The AI surface gets broader coverage. The incumbent gets a cleaner path into AI workflows without rebuilding the whole application. The caveat is important. This only works when the protocol is credible. Anthropic can run this playbook because MCP already has developer mindshare and Claude has enough legal usage to justify vendor attention. PYMNTS reported Anthropic's claim that legal professionals became the most engaged Claude Cowork users of any knowledge work function after the earlier legal plugin release 3. That usage signal makes partner integrations easier to justify. Smaller teams can still use the pattern, but they should be honest about sequence. First, build a connector that solves a narrow, painful workflow with inherited permissions. Then publish a reference implementation. Then recruit adjacent systems. Do not start by announcing a platform, earn one integration surface at a time. Apply the legal playbook to your own vertical. The transferable playbook is simple, but it is not easy. Start with data gravity. In legal, the gravity centers are CLM, e-discovery, litigation databases, document management, research, and AI legal workspaces. In healthcare, they might be EHR, lab, imaging, scheduling, and prior authorization systems. In finance, they might be core banking, customer documents, market data, risk systems, and compliance tooling. After data gravity, define the permission boundary. If your connector cannot explain how it inherits user identity, scopes, and audit behavior, it is not ready for serious enterprise deployment. Anthropic's legal material is useful precisely because the public examples keep returning to source system access and configurable playbooks rather than promising a giant replacement application 5679. Then add workflow packaging. A connector that exposes search documents is useful. A plugin that knows how to run an NDA triage, prepare a litigation memo, draft a contract risk table, or create a regulatory briefing is much closer to a product 7. The difference is that workflow packaging makes the user outcome legible. Finally, publish enough implementation material for others to extend. Anthropic's deployment PDF lays out a roadmap from foundation to pilot to scale, while the GitHub repository gives teams a concrete customization entry point 6-7. That combination is part of the platform strategy. Make adoption staged enough for procurement and make customization concrete enough for engineers. For a builder using Koenig Academy material, this maps directly to three learning tracks: MCP server mechanics in core/Claude tool use from zero, production connector governance in core/MCP from first principles to production, and agent deployment patterns in core/production, agents Claude agent SDK MCP connector. The legal release is not a detached news item. It is a working example of how those pieces fit together. The concrete takeaway: do not start a vertical AI product by replacing the systems of record. Start by making the systems of record usable from an AI work surface, inherit their permissions, package the workflows, and give teams a way to encode their own playbooks. That is the architecture behind Anthropic's legal MCP release, and it is the reason the same pattern belongs in core/Claude tool use from zero, before it becomes a course chapter on any single vertical.